my manifesto. Big red bloody hand, machine gun, ugly doll.
Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 94. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with Cat John Band with the song Machine Gun and the Ugly Doll. That's off the band's self-titled release that comes out September 23rd on Carrot Top Records. The band, of course, comprised of John Langford from the Mekons and Cat X from X, and that song, of course, blends the two of them perfectly. The rest of the album has a folkier feel to it, as John's current work does, but that track I really like, as it does speak to both of them. If you're a fan, you can catch the band at the Hideout Block Party, or I think a week later at the Hideout as well, for the Carrot Top Festival, or, I don't know, something celebrating all the Carrot Top bands. Excuse my voice this week. I've got a bit of a cold, I think, which is sad. Because, well, I've got a busy week coming up with lots of shows, but we'll talk more about that later. Let's get right on to something else. This is Frank Turner with the song Love, Ire, and Song.
Mm-hmm. Well, a teacher of mine once told me that life was just a list of disappointments and defeats, and you could only do your best. And I said, well, that's a fucking cop-out. You're just washed up and you're tired, and when I get to your age, well, I won't be such a coward. But these days I sit at home, known to shout at my TV, and punk rock didn't live up to what I'd hoped that it could be. And all the things that I believed with all my heart when I was young are just coasters for beers and clean surfaces for drugs. And I packed all my pamphlets with my Bibles at the back of the shelf. Well, it was bad enough, the feeling, and the first time it hit when you realized your parents had let the world all go to shit, and that the values and ideals for which many had fought and died had been killed off in the committees and left to die by the wayside. But it was worse when we turned to the kids on the left and got let down again by some poor excuse for protest. Yeah, by idiot fucking hippies in 50 different factions who were locked inside some kind of 60s battle reenactment. And I hung up my banner in disgust and I head for the door. Oh, but once we were young and we enough to care, but I guess you live and learn. We won't make that mistake again, no. Oh, but surely just for one day, yeah, we could fight and we could win. And if only for a little while, we could insist on the impossible. Well, we've been a good few hours drinking, so I'm gonna say what everyone's thinking. If we're stuck on this ship and it's sinking, then we might as well have a parade. 'Cause if it's still gonna hurt in the morning, and our better plans yet to get forming, then where's the harm spending an evening in my to the streets, let's be 1905, but not 1917. Let's be heroes, let's be martyrs, let's be radical thinkers who never have to test drive the least of their dreams. Let's divide up the world into the damned and the saved, and then ride to the valley like the old Life Brigade, and straighten our backs and we won't be afraid, and they'll celebrate our deaths with a national parade. To care. Let's refuse to live and learn. Let's make all our mistakes again, yes. And then, darling, just for one day, yeah, we can fight and we can win. And if only for a little while, we could insist on the impossible. Leave the morning to the morning. Yeah, pain can be killed with aspirin tablets and vitamin pills, but memories of hope and of glorious defeat are a little bit harder to beat.
Hair blowing in the hot wind, time hanging from a clothespin. There's no sorrow that the sun's not gonna help. Smell the leather of your new car, drive through the desert after nightfall. Sleep on the shoulder, keep the stars all to ourselves. The kind of love that makes my back hurt, wearing nothing but a t-shirt. She's turning over on a mattress made of air. I close my eyes, I see a staircase leading upwards into blank space. All of creation makes a sound too soft trouble's been your good friend. Kept you company on the weekends. Kept you company even once your mind was made. Said it's over and it's finished. Now a headache's all you're left with. We're no different, I got debts I'd like to pay. Sausalito, living's easy on a houseboat. Let the ocean rock us back and forth to sleep. In the morning when the sunrise, look in the water, see the blue sky, as if heaven has been laid there at our feet. So we remain. Sheltered for all our years, while bikers glide by highway shrines where pilgrims disappear. Where time takes icebergs, where fields burn westward, where pilgrims disappear.
Mm-hmm.
That is the Darling Downs with the song Redeemed off the album From One to Another. That comes out on Carrot Top Rock Records October 14th, a band from Australia there. And again, you can catch them in Chicago. I think the 23rd is the date of that at the Hideout, so check that out. Before that, we heard from Connor Oberst with the song Sausalito off of his new self-titled album. He is not Bright Eyes this time around, just himself with a different group of people, go figure. And also that was released on Merge Records, came out August 5th of this year. And that album is very good. It's I'm certainly not as daring as some of the earlier work he's done, but it's settled in nicely, and I don't know, I like it. Before that was Frank Turner with the song Love Iron Song off of his off of the same name album, just released in the U.S. with a couple of bonus tracks on Arbor Records. Or I guess it comes out October 7th here in the U.S., though it's been out in the U.K. for a while. This album is fantastic, and Frank Turner may be my favorite new band. I mean, there are bands that like flash in the pan that I really enjoy, but man, that sounds like something I'm going to be listening to for a very long time. Certainly Billy Bragg-esque, and we don't take that lightly around here. Coming up next, I've got a song by Dog Day from Halifax.
Yeah.
just wouldn't be a Too Much Rock podcast if I didn't give you some indie rock there, would it? We just heard Oxford Claps with the song Young Love Delivers off their album Bits that came out August 5th on Sub Pop Records, a band from Brooklyn there. The band is very generic in my world, though I enjoy them. Just nothing really stands out about them, though some people really, really love them. Before that was Dog Day with the song Gay Horse off their album Night Group, came out on Tom Lab Records May of last year, a band recommended to me from Jin in Halifax, maybe her favorite band there. I guess it's getting late, so I need to get some information out here. Remind you, you've been listening to the Too Much Rock podcast number 94. I'm your host, Sid Sauter. For more information on the podcast, you can listen or you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. And time for the show update, which is just crazy for the next couple of weeks. This weekend, in my world, at least this weekend, September 20th and 21st, you've got the Hideout Block Party with the Evangelicals playing on Saturday night at, I think that may be at Shuba's. And then Gentleman Auction House is playing Sunday at the Abbey, and I'll be there. Dressy Bessie on Monday at the Bottom Lounge. Say Hi Tuesday at Beat Kitchen. Wednesday, Cigaroos downtown at the Chicago Theater. Thursday at Shuba's is Damian Girardo with Miles Benjamin Anthony Robinson, who you've heard on the podcast. Friday, Mogwai and Fuck Buttons at the Congress Theater. Saturday, My Bloody Valentine. I forget what that is, the Argonne maybe. And Sunday, the 28th, KO Dot. And I forget where that show is. I think maybe at Subterranean, though I'm not sure on that one. So peek around. But you're likely to find me at all of those. I'm not sure exactly how that's going to happen. Maybe I'll skip the Cigaroos and Mogwai just because big venues don't do much for me. But those bands do. But they're probably better to listen to on a podcast, right? Rather than standing up in a hot club. Anyway, let's end things off here. We're going to stop with the song by The Presets. I saw them a couple days ago at the Metro, and they put on a fantastic show. This is from their album Apocalypso. The song is My People, which probably is the single. If not, it was a single. Released on Modular Records May of this year, the band out of Australia. So I'll let you dance the end of the podcast away. Thank you very much for listening.